Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Live a Well-Designed Life. I'm your host, Kiran Singh. Today, I want to talk about what it means to show up for yourself and how to do it, as this is something I'm prioritizing this year. Showing up for yourself can look different to each person and might even change over time, but it's just basically another way of saying loving yourself, honoring yourself, and being your own biggest supporter. In other words, showing up for yourself is the ultimate form of self-care and self-advocation. It's about making your needs a priority, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. Making time for self-care is important for our overall health. It's also important to note that unless you show up for yourself, you can't fully show up for anyone or anything else. I've been showing up for myself by setting aside time for my daily practices like yoga workouts, journaling, meditation, getting lots of sunshine, and filling my free time with things I love like reading, cooking, eating, walking, and friends. To me, showing up for yourself also includes saying no to things that don't serve you. Here are a few things I learned about the process of showing up. Stop waiting until you feel a certain way. Motivation is entirely unreliable, and being ready is the state we get to, often long after you have started, not before. Procrastination will seduce you into believing a raft of excuses for why you can't do what you need to do, and all that means is the same thing, I'm scared. And in case you haven't figured this out already, letting fear in the driver's seat usually means a lot of talk about going somewhere, but never actually heading off on a road trip. Our brains are wired for survival. Part of this wiring includes a mind whose function is to warn us of every potential problem it can anticipate. Believing everything you think will give you far more melodramatic version of reality than one you're really living. Showing up for yourself is not a destination. It's a continual choice to choose yourself. Sometimes it's a choice to do the hard thing. If that's the thing that's consistent with your values at a time, it's always a choice to hold your own hand. Showing up for yourself is not about forcing yourself to do something. If you have to force yourself, it's probably not for you. I can't say exactly what showing up looks like for you, but here are the things I've noticed for myself and watching those around me. It's about getting in touch with your intuition. That means listening to yourself while tuning out the white noise of everyone else's expectations. It's about peeling back the discomfort of whatever mistakes you made previously so that you can see the lessons. It's about gathering all your self-knowledge and doing what needs to be done. It's about speaking kindly to yourself, even when it feels like a foreign language. It's about giving yourself another chance as many times as you need to. It's about forgiving yourself as many times as you need to. It's about celebrating yourself while giving yourself space to evolve and grow for you. Showing up for yourself is about coming back to yourself and staying there. Learning to show up for yourself is one of the most profound personal practices you will ever discover. It is the foundation of self-love. It will give you the confidence to be open, the confidence to love wholeheartedly, the confidence and commitment to do what's right for you, for your mind, body, and soul. And most importantly, the confidence that you can trust yourself to be there when you need yourself the most. It won't come easily, I'm still practicing, but life is lighter and brighter over here. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. If you have any comments, please post them below or drop an email at hello@kiransinguk.com. Until next time, take care and bye for now.